The Maine National Guard and the Maine Emergency Management Agency will set up alternative care sites in Portland and Bangor as the state gets ready for a potential surge of COVID-19 patients. Governor Janet Mills made the announcement today as the number of confirmed cases in the state reached 519. Patty White has more.
In the lead-up to her announcement, Governor Mills recounted how it was less than a month ago, March 12th, that Maine recorded its first case of COVID-19. Now, that number has surpassed 500, and 12 people have died. Mills says the state must prepare for even higher numbers. That's why she's directed emergency workers to set up alternative care sites, one at the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland, which will hold at least 100 beds, the other at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor, which will hold at least 50 beds.
I hope we never need to use these sites, but we cannot afford to wait to find out. Building them now will ensure that if the need does arise, we will be prepared and Maine people will be cared for and Maine people will survive.
The sites will be set up next week, says Mills, and the state is working with hospitals to determine staffing and to decide whether the sites would be used to treat COVID-19 patients or others. Mills also announced that Maine's Department of Health and Human Services will provide $10 million in additional payments to hospitals. The commissioner of the department, Jean Lambrew, says the payments are needed as hospitals curtail their typical operations to prepare for a surge in patients sickened by the new coronavirus.
We are trying to make sure that we support them financially to care for people with COVID-19, as well as to sustain their staff and their hardworking workers during this time of crisis.
The Maine Hospital Association, meanwhile, is asking for $11 million more from the state, which Mills is still considering. At today's announcement, Mills said the state has taken steps to help healthcare workers, including requirements for Mainers to adhere to physical distancing that will hopefully slow the spread of the coronavirus.
What our future will look like, whether it is a best-case scenario, a worst-case scenario, or somewhere in between, that is all up to us.
She urges Mainers to stay home, but stay connected. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.